Hi, Abraham. Thank you so much for coming here. I have two questions. The first one, at the beginning of most of your talks, you speak of co-creation. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about what co-creation is. I don't quite grasp that concept.
Well, co-creation is actually managed by law of attraction. And what co-creation really is in its simplest form is the combining of creators vibrationally. For example, let's say you wake up and you lie in your bed and you bask. And you make a list of things that you appreciate, and then you sit on your porch and quiet your mind and deliberately raise your vibration. And you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And then you get in your car to drive somewhere, and you play music that is happy to you, and your heart is soaring. Law of attraction is aware of your vibration and responding to it constantly. And now the other drivers who will have meaningful relationship with you must be on that similar wavelength, because that is the dominant vibration that you are offering. That's co-creation. Conversely, you could go to bed worrying about something, wake up ornery, have an argument with somebody, stub your toe, spill toothpaste down your front, feel negative emotion, get into traffic, and law of attraction would give you co-creative experiences with other drivers as ornery and disconnected as you are. In other words, when we use the word co-creation, we mean even the thoughts that you are thinking that are combining and setting streams and rivers of consciousness into place. When humans use the word co-creation, they usually mean what action comes to me in response to my vibrational offering. Sometimes people will say, well, I can create on my own really well, meaning I can create my income or I can create my body, but I don't co-create very well with my mate or with those people at work. But we want to use a broader context for co-creation. We want it to include every other human on the planet. We want it to include every thought that has ever been thought. You can't stop co-creating.
So I'm the source of my co-creation then?
You are. In this body, with this brain, with this focus, with these things to think about, you are the projector of thought that is affecting everything that comes to you. And everything that comes to you is that co-creative experience. So, to be absolutely accurate, we should never say anything less than co-creative, because you could not isolate yourself and be anything other than co-creative. You can't do it.